Welcome to another episode of MC Campground Chronicles, presented by Modern Campground. Today, we are traveling deep into the heart of Wyoming, down a winding, dusty road that leads us to a most unique setting, the enchanting Whispering Willow Woodlands, a place where trees whisper tales of the wild and the air is pregnant with the scent of pine and promise. At the helm of this magical campground is a woman with a spark in her eyes and a warmth to her smile. Meet Serafina Hartley, the intrepid owner of Whispering Willow Woodlands. Don't let her soft-spoken demeanor fool you, for beneath that calm exterior is a woman of steel and spirit who transformed a forgotten woodland into a thriving campground, a sanctuary for campers and nature lovers alike. But the journey wasn't always as smooth as the calm waters of the nearby, enchanting Willow Creek. Like the willow tree, Serafina too had her share of storms to weather. Her story is one of resilience, ingenuity, and creativity. An intriguing tale that beckons us with the allure of a campfire story on a cool starlit night. Our tale today, dear listeners, is the campground candle making class, teaching a useful and artistic skill. So gather around our virtual campfire as we delve into the captivating world of Serafina, Hartley, and Whispering Willow Woodlands.
From where I stand today, Whispering Willow Woodlands is a world of enchantment, buzzing with the laughter of families, the joy of children exploring nature, and the gentle hum of peace that only the wilderness can provide. But it wasn't always this way. When I first took over the land, it was nothing more than a rugged patch of wilderness, untouched and unloved. The challenge was to transform this unrefined beauty into a sanctuary that would attract campers from near and far. To add to the challenge, I wanted to offer something unique, an experience that would not only be leisurely but also blend the charm of camping with a valuable learning experience. It was then that I thought of creating a candle-making class. I wanted the campers, especially children, to learn a craft that would be a symbol of self-reliance, an activity that would be both artistic and a survival skill. But the road to this vision was paved with numerous hurdles, the most challenging being to source the right materials and create a safe and conducive environment for the class, given the inherent risks of working with wax and heat. Considering the various approaches to this endeavor, I contemplated buying pre-made candle kits. It was an easy solution, no doubt, but it lacked the authenticity I sought. I wanted to involve the campers in the whole process, from collecting natural ingredients to formulating the candles themselves. This approach not only seemed fulfilling, but also aligned with the essence of camping, to be one with nature. And so I decided to source beeswax from local beekeepers and use natural elements from the campground itself, like pine cones and wildflowers, to add a unique touch to the candles. Implementing this plan was a journey in itself. I began by organizing training sessions for both myself and my staff, ensuring we had the required skills and safety knowledge to guide the campers. I sourced all the materials, a challenging task given the relatively remote location of the campground. But as they say, every cloud has a silver lining. The process led me to build relationships with local artisans and suppliers, a connection that I treasure and continue to benefit from till today. Setting up the workshop was another adventure. I had to ensure it was safe and child-friendly. We faced a few minor mishaps initially, like a few scorched table covers and some spilt wax. But as we ironed out the wrinkles, the process became smoother, and we started to see the first signs of success. The introduction of the candle-making classes had a profound impact on the campground. It breathed life into the woodlands, drawing in more families. Parents loved that their children could engage in a fun educational activity. The joy on the faces of the little ones as they held their handmade candles aloft was infectious. I can't count the number of warm, flickering evenings we've had, bathed in the light of those candles. There were several lessons learned along the way. But the most significant was perhaps the importance of perseverance and the power of a unique idea. It's all about finding that right blend of entertainment and education while enhancing the camping experience. And no matter the hurdles, in the end, it's the joy and learning you bring to your campers that make it all worthwhile.
And so, dear listeners, we come to the end of another inspiring tale from our rich tapestry of Campground Chronicles. Through the story of Serafina Hartley and her candle-making classes at Whispering Willow Woodlands, we've journeyed through the pursuit of a unique idea, the trials of its implementation, and the ultimate joy of its success. Solving challenges in a campground setting is often about thinking outside the tent, embracing the spirit of the wild, and finding innovative ways to merge learning with leisure. The story of Serafina brings to light the essence of what it means to be a campground owner. To create spaces and experiences that not only provide a sanctuary from the bustling world, but also add value to the time spent amidst nature. Serafina's story is a shining beacon, quite literally, to all campground owners who aspire to make a difference. Her candle-making classes offer a brilliant example of how a simple and practical skill can be transformed into an enriching experience that illuminates the campground and the hearts of its inhabitants. And it is these diverse and beautiful experiences that make each campground unique, each adventure unforgettable. As we sign off from this episode, we hope Serafina's story has sparked some ideas for your own campgrounds and reminded you of the magic that can happen when creativity meets camping. Thank you for joining us on MC Campground Chronicles. We appreciate your company around our virtual campfire, and we can't wait to share more captivating stories with you. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss our next adventure together. Until then, keep the campfire burning and the stories flowing. Happy camping!